the tuma mali amr of Yuda. What would Rav Yehuda say about Hilchos Tuma? Rashi says it means miyisle melois lisheni linyan yemei toyer. When she had a miscarriage, the second one, do we count those days for tuma to give her yemei toyer? What does that mean to say? Tumor says me. I mean, do I say ad kan loy kamer leiv of Yehuda v'lad sheni kamad lesidomi? When does Rav Yehuda say before that the second miscarriage we just overlook? She had a first miscarriage, so she had to bring a korban for that. Now, even though she had a second miscarriage within the first 80 days, we overlooked the second miscarriage. And then the third miscarriage, that happened after 80 days, after the first one, that's mechayev to bring a second korban. So when does Rav Yehuda say you overlook the second miscarriage? When does Rav Yehuda say, is that kind of come Rav Yehuda, v'lad sheni kamad lesidomi, el linyan korban? Just that the second miscarriage just doesn't bother us with Hilchos Karbonis. We overlook the second one, and therefore the third one is mechayvus to bring a korban. But why kivon the loyotza shor shiru yelakru b'korban? Because since when she had the second miscarriage, it was in the first 80 days, so it didn't come a time yet that's fit for to bring a korban, or yeledis can't bring a korban until after 80 days pass by. So hoyel v'chein, therefore v'lad sheni k'mand lesedami. When she had the second miscarriage within the first 80 days, we overlook it. It's like not here at all. It can't be Mechaivar or Korban. Therefore, the second one we overlook, and the third one will be Mechaivar or second Korban. Maybe that's Rav Yehuda's Svara. Abu Linyan Tuma. But here it's a question, now that she became Tomei, Linyan Dam Tuma, Abu Linyan Tuma, maybe Abu Linyan Tuma Vatairam, Amos Rule, Kamandi Yisidami. So maybe the second time she had a miscarriage, we look at that dam. Umifstakor tuma disheni, and the Melo, when she had that miscarriage, at that time she became tummy. So the dam later was metamaro. So it stops, it's mafsik, the umifstakor tuma disheni, umamali yimei tairo derishon. So what you'll have to do now is, it's like this. When you first give birth to a girl, so midiraisa, she's tummy for the next 14 days. Then the locker is after the 14th day, she goes to the mikvah, and then any dam she sees the next 66 days is called dam tor, midiraisa, even though she sees blood, still she's tor. So she has 66 days called yumei tairah. Now here, during those 66 days, she had a second miscarriage. So I would say now is, the time when she had the miscarriage, that dam came out then, was dam led, was mitamra. It like took away from this part of the 66 days. So what we have to do now is, after she finishes that dam of the Leda, we'll have to continue on another few days to give her umamala yoyme taira derishon. We'll have to finish up first to give her our 66 days of taira from the first one. For the money yoyme taira lisheni, and then she'll first start counting yoyme taira of the second one. So in other words, there'll be a little bit cool over here, that you give her a lot of more days, that even though she sees dam, will always be considered dam tor. Or do we maybe know, Rabbi Yehuda, Chum Rudi Yisrei. When does Rabbi Yehuda say, I overlook the second Leda, the son of the Geir to Luchumra, to Yimachmir, to Mechayiv, to bring a korban? Avol Hocho Kulhu. Or if you want to say that for Tyra, that we look as if there was a Leda, and we want to extend now to give him more days of Tyra, Kulhu, for Kulhu Leslei. Maybe that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, Rabbi Yehuda only says a Luchumra, to be mafresh karbonis. Rashi says, but v'yoyv yimei tumav yimei tairu l'sheni mishas le'dos v'elach ad malayish yimei tumav tairu avakula leslay liyos yimei ha'tumav nikroyim al shmoy disheni liyos goymrim ha'shlom l'risho tachtayim. But we will say, that we don't say. So every Yehuda never said his avol locha l'kula, only l'kumra. That's the Shaila. Samara says, Amarafuna Misuria Toshma, come in here. It says what? Yoledes, a lady gave birth. So Shoichten Bezorkin Oleho, V'yoyim Mem Lezochor, or V'yoyim Shmoyim Lenekeva. If the 40th day after she gave birth to a Zochor, or the 80th day after she gave birth to a Nekeva, you'll have to shech the Korm Pesach for her. If that day comes out on Erev Pesach, you could shech for a Korm Pesach and Bezorik the Dam. And at night time, she could eat the korban Pesach. Samora says the question why. Ad kan tumul ukur b'zon of the 80th day, she's still tamish, so she's still mekusa kapara. Until she brings the korban on the next day, she can't eat kachim. So how could she bring the korban pesach now? She's still like mekusa kapara. The Yomar Rechid said, I'll tell you, Mani Rav Yudi, it goes according to Rav Yudi Shita. The Yomar that he says, Vlad Sheni command the lesi dummy, that the Vlad Sheni is considered like it's not here. Rashi says, Umukim, therefore he puts it home, this must be sin, but you led this tumim, the case that she gave birth to twins, she was pregnant with twins. You led this tumim, Ayoyim, Echod, Visheni Lamacher, which she gave and had a miscarriage on one today, and the second twin came out the next day. The Mem Disheni, so you count the 40th day from the second Leda, really that's the 41st day from the first one. Therefore, since it's the 41st day of the first one, it's fit to bring a korban if it was a zachar. Halawishan, for Yashmin, that's the chiddush that you could bring a korban pesach on this day. If it's the day, if it's the 41st day or the 81st day for Nikeva, that she is fit to bring the korban to Tyra today, so therefore she could bring the korban pesach first. Let somebody shecht it for her. And later she'll bring the tipurim, she'll become tor, and then she keep the korban pesach at night. That's good. Someone says that price that says 40 and 80, it means where she gave birth to, she had a miscarriage on twins, and it's 40 and 80 from the second one, which is 41 or 81 from the first one. So it goes according to the Yudhishita. That those Vlad Sheni's command lesson, we don't count the second Vlad. So it's only negated to the first one, therefore she's tor. But the question is, V'yamrit, if you want to tell me though, that the Tumah, Negeitich is Tumah of the Leder itself, Svila Lev Yehuda, Vlad Sheni command Yisidami, that the second Leder is Metamah, she does become Tameh for the second Leder. So then the question is, Heche Shachtin in the law, V'yayim Emem, L'yurta, Namele Motzi Yochla, how could you shech the Korban Pesach on the 40th day? She's still Tameh. She can't eat from a Korbanus until the 41st day. So if you tell me now that if you agrees when she had a second miscarriage that it gives her Tumah V'Tayra, so she's not fit to bring the Korban Pesach, so how could you bring it for her? So was Elo Lav Sharamina, shouldn't this be a proof that L'Tayra V'Tumah Svila Rav Yudah Vlad Sheni command Delesi Domino that negate the Tumah V'Tayra he also holds. This, the second lady does nothing. It doesn't even, it's not Matamar either. Therefore, the Iker is only from the first lady. And for the first Leda, it's now 41 days or 81 days. Therefore, she could bring the Korban Pesach. So, who is the according to Yehuda that has no tum at all the second Leda? So, Moses says, no. I'll tell you, I can tell you, the tum of Atiris, Philo Rab Yehuda, the Vlad Sheni command Yisidami. No, that negates the tum of Atiris, the second Leda does cause the tumah. She does become tumah because of the second Leda. The Chitani, he, I, how come this price says then that you can bring a Korban Pesach on the 40th day or the 80th day for Zohar from the Kevam? Ah, she's not 50 Kachem yet. So let's see, you're talking about now the Pesach, Habo Bituma. So now Bechlau, the Pesach that comes with Tuma, there's Rov with the Tzibu is Tamei. So since Rov with the Tzibu is Tamei, you could bring this Korban even though you're Tamei. So that's why this Isha could bring the Korban. Because even though she's Tomei, we're talking about our Korban Tziva, the Korban Pesach, that comes with Tumah. The Nitma Reva Kavash says, V'yishtori Tumah L'gabei. Maybe even though you're Tomei, still you're allowed to bring the Korban. Yeah. For the Gemara, Omi Ochla, even if you want to say that Pesach comes with Tumah, but are you allowed to eat from it? Yitznan, we learned like this. Pesach haba b'tumah. In case we have rov with the tzibur is tameh, so you can bring the pesach even though the tameh. But the loch is lo yoichlem imenu zovim v'zovis nidus v'yoledis. It says clearly that people that are tameh, if rather they're not tameh mates, they have other tumors on them, they cannot eat from the korban. So still with kasha, how could this yoledis eat from the korban pesach? Aishis tameh. So where it says the hidlei achli. When do we say these Zovim cannot eat from it? That Kiloi Tfilin, that they didn't go to the mikveh yet. Kitan Yi, after we learned by us, the Sheikh the Mizrachim Aleh, Dor Tovla, he was talking about she went to the mikveh already. Since she went to the mikveh, that's why she agreed from the Korban. Sprit Gemara, Yochiv Sol, Mishmini Dilei, Hu Dechazia. If so, then the Isha goes to the mikvah after the eighth day. The Lord, let's say she gave birth to a Zohar. So she's stumbling for 7 days, and on the eighth day she can go to the mikvah. So you're telling me now that once she went to the mikvah, she creeps from the Korban Pesach, so you could have said it happened on the eighth day also then, on not only the 40th day, even the eighth day also. Samura says, no. I'll tell you, Mishmini, Yahweh Mishmini delayed her with Hudukhazi. Samura says, no, Mishmini lechazi. On the eighth day, she's not fit to eat from the Korban yet. So, because this town holds, Tfuli Yoim Dezav Kezav Domi. Like even though she went to the mikvah now, but calls to mind she doesn't get the tumor off completely, it's like a tful yoimot kezav, has the same halacha like a zav dummy. See, here also, she cannot eat from the kachim until it comes the 40th day. Fredi Mori, Yochi, if so, the yoim mem nami lechazia. Even on the 40th day, she's not fit, because she can't bring the korban until the 41st day, so she's still considered like a yoim arichtas, like one long din tumas zav, or tumas yeledis here. So also she cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So verse says, lie, you know, the Yoim Mem Chazi, I tell you it's not true what you're saying, on the 40th day she gave birth to a Zohar. So on the 40th day, then she's considered fit to eat from the Korban. Why? Because Kisova, this time holds, Mechusi Kippurim Dezav, Lav Kezav Domi. Like once it came the 40th day, that's really when his tumor goes off. Just as a loch, he starts to bring the Korban, then he first brings, or she brings the Korban on the 41st day. But that the Mechusa Kippurim, Mechusa Korban, that's not Kezav Domi. It doesn't look like a Tumazav. He's Stam Tomei, or she's Stam Tomei. See, since the Korban Pesach was brought for Tumah, she would be a lady from the Korban Pesach. So it's a chiluk that once it came the 40th day, then she's only Mechusa or Korban, then the Yoledes goes off her. Furthermore, the Rav, according to Rav, the Yom that he holds, know that Mechusa Kippurim Dezav Kezav Domi, that if a Zav was Tomei before he brings his Korban, he still has the same halachas like a Zav. So the same thing would apply by Yeledes also. Before she brings the Korban, she still has the Tumah of Yeledes. So look how could she eat from this Korban over here? So, Homas Bif Mechim Metar, it's largely into this price over here. So, Marint is Amar Rav Ashi, Rova Metar, it's law, V'yoyin Mem Liyitzira Zohar, or V'yoyin Shemaynim Liyitzira Nekeva. That Rova is going to answer Nechnami. Rav was the one that said Mechusa Kippurim is Lav Kezav Domi. So Rav said the case is where is the 40th day of the Yitzir or the 80th day. In Echnami, that's good. The Mor says like this, no. Well, the Rav is like this. The Yom Mechusa Kippurim is Lav Kezav Domi. Homas Nis Nechi had the answer to this price. On Rav Ashi, Rav in the house like this. That the Yom Mem Yitzir HaZochra. We're not talking about that she gave birth once and 40 days later. Here it's a shiloh that she had the miscarriage on the 40th day of the Yitzira. In other words, she became pregnant 40 days ago. And she had the miscarriage on the 40th day itself. And Rabbi Shmuel, it grows according to Rabbi Shmuel, she to Yom he holds, Lezocha Men V'yechod, V'nekeva Shemein V'yechod. That he holds that if she's not pregnant for 41 days with the Zohar, so she has a miscarriage before that, because she has no tumas later. So that's why she's levied from the Korban Pesach. She has no tumas later. And that's why Mishmol Shit in the cave also. She's, when does she have a tumas later? Only if she was pregnant at least 81 days with this Nekeva. And then she has the miscarriage, that's Metama gives a tumas later. So that's Pran Abraisa. When she had the miscarriage on the 40th day of the Yitzir of the creation of the kid, so therefore, and has no tumas later. That's why she could eat from the Korban Pesach. So Mora says, so what? So still, typically the Tumahi, Mishum Nida Belaid, Tumas Nida Rana. So how could she eat from the Korban Pesach? Tumas Nida also can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So Mora says, no Belaid Yavishta. She gave birth without any blood at all. It was a dry birth. There was no blood there. Belaid Yavishta. For the Mori Yochi, you saw, my name is what the Chiddush then? If it is not called like she had a lady, she gave birth, and there was no dam there, so it's pshita she's Torah. So as a mother time, I would have thought to say, no, it's impossible that a kid should come out from her womb, and that there's no dam came out with it. Kamashmulon, yes, the Chiddush here is the efshel psichas a kever bleidam. It's possible that the miscarriage came out, and the womb opened up, and still no blood came out. That's the chiddush that she's tor, and that's why she can eat from the korban pesach.
The other Gemara says, "Omer Rav Shmaya, tor Shema coming here." The pasuk says shishim. This is the pasuk in Vayikra that it says that in the kibbutz telud, if she gives birth to a girl, first she's tumah for 2 weeks or 14 days. Then the pasuk says v'shishim yoim, v'sheshes yomim, 60 days and 6 days, teishav al demei Torah. That for the next 66 days, even if she sees dam, she's Torah. So the pasuk divides it up in shishim yoim, v'sheshes yomim. So Toshma says shishim. Yochla, I would have thought to say these 60 days, bein ritzuf and bein mifuzarim, whether they're straight one after another, or whether the mifuzarim spread out, like we had before, according to Yud, it's possible a case that she has another miscarriage in between that makes a division in between. Tamlem, the pasuk says no yoim, shishim yoim mash, but it has to be consecutive one after another. Ma yoim, just like a day, is rotzuf, it's 24 hours straight. Is af shishim kulim ritzufim, all 60 days have to be straight. Samura says, Mani, who does this price go like? He let me point to tell me, according to the Rabbanim Shita, Miyista le Rabbanim Mufuzorim, according to Rabbanim, you don't have a case where it's scattered out at all. According to Rabbanim, when she has two miscarriages, you always go after the second miscarriage. So you always have to count 60 days from the second one. So it's never hefsek, you never have a division in between. Because if she has another miscarriage, you're always starting over. So from the time when you counting the last 66 days, there's never an interruption in between. So you don't need a pastor to teach me this. El olav isn't the bride. So going according to Rabbi Yudhi, she's according to Rabbi Yudhi. Now, omidika yoiv loy shishim ritzufim, badi adodi, since you say now according to Rabbi Yudha, you have to count the 60 days straight without a break in between. Shemamina, we hear a proof from here, that chumra iskel Rabbi Yudha, but kula less late. So that Rabbi Yudha holds, if you have a second miscarriage, we don't care, we don't look at it. That's only in the Gea Tehilchus Kabonis, that we say L'chumra, he does not count the second one in order to be able to count the third one for a new Chiyat Korban. But in the Gea Tehilchus Tumah V'Tayro, to go L'kula, that he does not do. Therefore, we go L'chumra to say that we do not make the interruption. Therefore, we have to count 66 days straight, and then you start counting the second later. To see clearly, according to Yudha, for Tumah V'Tayro, he does not go l'kula, but rather go l'chumra. So again, so kula lesle, meaning to say, according to Yehuda, that when she has a second miscarriage, we count now the dinam of Yemei Tumah V'Tayro from the second later, Enechanami. He also agrees that l'chumra for Tumah V'Tayro, we only give a 66 days straight of Tayro, and we don't be mashlim it from the first miscarriage. As you clear the current of Yehuda, you do not give the first one a din Tumah V'Tayro. Samar says no. Le'olam really atay this price goes according to Rabbanim Shiti. Le'olam Rabbanim he. So the question was, when you need a pasuk for it, it's impossible otherwise. The answer is v'hocha b'mayaskino. We're talking about over here le'yoledes zochor mitoich shmonim shanakeva. That first she gave birth to a nekeva, then in the middle of that she had a miscarriage of a zochor later. So Rashi says the avminer is that sometimes she can finish off the mei teira of the zochor before you even finish off the 8 days of the Nekeva. So that would have been the case, it would be hefsek in between, Kamashmalon, but not mafsek in between. The Mora says no. The Mora says, that safe, sholmim yoyme de kadmoy, that first you finish the first days, v'yad kan de bas roi lo shalmim, and you didn't finish the last days. The Rabbanan levlad sheni money, because according to Rabbanan Shitris, you always count after the second later. So you always have anyway that you have to first start counting after the second later. And if it was a zoch, you only need 40 days more. So you never have the case to have an interruption anyway. So where it says El Rather Mishkachos, you could find it like this, the Rabbanan, you could find the case according to Rabbanan Shitris like this. The Yoledis Tumim, where she gives birth to twins, Nikeva Kedmaisa, that the first one was in the Keva, the Zohar Basroi, and the second one came out as a Zohar. We're going to Yelidatei Le Zohar Basroi, the Yesrim, that she gave birth to the Zohar 20 days later. She had the miscarriage on the Zohar Basroi, the Yesrim, Le Yoimei Taira. in the 20th day of the Yom Taira of the Nekeva. So first it was Nekeva, there was 14 days of Tumah, and then she started to count the 66 days of Taira, and after 20 days of Taira passed by, that's when she had the miscarriage to a Zachar. And really, by since it was only 20 days afterwards, so you still have another, like, 46 days to go. So for the Zohar B'Klal, you finish after 40 days later. So if we still have the first count, because the second count finished before you finish the first count. So Mora says, what, the boy minkat le shiva yoyme tumma de leida, that now that she had a miscarriage for Zohar, she'll have to have tumma, she'll be tumma for 7 days. The tumma in the cable, the first birth, shall have tumma now 7 days. This is what the Braisa means to say. Yochai would have thought to say, Heicha the Yolda, Tumin, when she had a miscarriage of twins, Nikeva Mikora, the first one came out was a girl, the Zohar Lipsaif, and the second one that came out was the Zohar, that Tavstik Tuma Dileidom, the Mitzia. I would have thought to say that now when the Zohar comes out, she has a Tuma, needs a Tuma's lady one for 7 days, so those 7 days could be Mavsik, interruption between the Meitor of the first miscarriage of the Nekeva. The Nimni law, Shisha v'Shishim of Zorim, and you should be able to count 66 days, even though they're spread out. It means first you count 20 days that you made Taira for the first Nekeva, and then she had the miscarriage of the Zohar, so the next 7 days she has Tumas later, and after she becomes Torah from that, then you continue counting on the rest of the 66 days for the first later. So I would have thought to say he could count those 66 days with an interruption. On this Talmud, I'm the person to say no, Yom Sheshishim Yom, that my Yom, just like a day, Kula Ratzif, it's one day, is complete, there's no division between the days, it's a complete day, is Av Shishim, more than these 60 days, Kula Matzuf must all be one after another. So Kitz says, no, Raya, what a beautiful hold, this could go according to Rabbanan also. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Toshma, come in here. The other, the apostle before says, by Zohar it says, Shleishim. By Zohar, when you give birth to a Zohar, she's tummy for 7 days, and then she has 33 days, you may tie her again, it's the Shleishim Yoim, or Shleishis Yoim, and divides it up there also. So Toshma, Shleishim, when it says 30. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Bein Yitzuf, and Bein Yitzuf, the same thing, maybe these 30 days could be straight, or sometimes you have an interval, a break in between. Talmud Levin says, no, the word Yoim, that Ma Yoim Kula Rotz, so just like a day is a complete 24-hour period straight, Av Shleishim Mitzufim is straight, is the man who does this price to go like. Elaine, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbanan Shita, Omi Isla Lu Rabbanan, Rabbanan hold the Svara, Omi Isla Lu Rabbanan, Mifuzarim, Rabbanan do not hold